This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. New developments in the phone hacking case against some employees of Rupert Murdoch's former publication, News of the World. Eight people who worked for the now defunct paper face criminal charges. Stephen Beard joins us now from London to talk about this. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
So, Stephen, who are these eight people and what exactly are they charged with?
They all worked in senior positions at the News of the World, as you say, one of Murdoch's best-selling British newspapers until he closed it over this scandal last year. These eight include former editor Andy Coulson, who later worked as the British Prime Minister's press secretary, and Rebecca Brooks, who was the boss of Murdoch's British newspaper group. Most of these eight will be charged with intercepting communications and could face a maximum penalty of 2 years in jail.
And this relates to people hacking into phones to find news stories, right?
That's right. And a large number of people, it seems, were affected, as many as 600, including celebrities like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, apparently had their phones hacked. But it was the hacking of the phone of a missing schoolgirl, who it turned out later had been murdered, that led to this huge wave of revulsion against the Murdoch press in particular and precipitated these prosecutions. It's been alleged that the cozy relationship between senior politicians and the press and the police had stymied earlier efforts to get to the bottom of this scandal.
Well, seeing how his former press secretary is involved, how much of an embarrassment is this for Prime Minister David Cameron?
Huge. His critics say that he recruited Coulson, knowing about this scandal, in order to suck up to Rupert Murdoch. This case, when it comes to court, should not only embarrass the Prime Minister further, it'll deliver another blow to Murdoch's standing in the UK and may well lead to him eventually severing all ties with his British newspapers and selling them off.
Our own Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.